All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Pine View Public Infrastructure Districts, both number one and two. Today is May 14th, 2026, 1:02 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Darcy, your chair, would you like to start?
Darcy Stewart, Chair.
Neil Martin, Treasurer.
Elaine Stewart, Clerk.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese, District Council.
Lauren Warburton with CLA, District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, we need to hold a public hearing. And the public hearing's related to a budget amendment that we need to do to the 2026 budget. So with that, could I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I so move.
Thanks.
I'll second.
Thanks, Colleen. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, board, we're now in a public hearing to take any potential public comment regarding the budget amendment. So, Lauren, if you want to walk through that budget amendment for us.
Yeah, I'll share my screen. So, board, I believe Shelby presented this to you at the last meeting, and there have been no changes. So I'm happy to walk through both of these. There's an amendment to the debt service fund and then the capital projects fund here that you've seen before. Are there any questions? Would you like me to run through anything again?
I don't have a question.
Neither do I.
No, I'm good.
Okay. With that, then, I do not show any other members of the public or any members of the public, for that matter, who have joined. So with that, could I get a motion then to close the public hearing?
I'll make
that motion. Second.
All right. Give it to Neil, Colleen, and I'll give you the second.
Great.
He eked you out just a little bit. All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, board meeting minutes. So board meeting minutes for PID 1 and then combined for PID 1 and 2.
Am I the only one that went dead on?
Say that again, Darcy.
It went dead.
Oh. So we have two different sets of minutes.
Okay.
One for PID 1 and then one for PID 1 and 2. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they look fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could I get a motion to approve those?
I'll make that motion.
Go. I'll second it.
Thanks, Darcy. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, so we'll now take the quarterly expenditure and payment listing, and then, Lauren, just go right into the first quarter financials.
All right, board. So I will go through, like Michael said, the payment listings first. So first one you see here is for Pineview PID number one. Total expenditures for the quarter were $21,855.54. Looks like these are all for the administrative costs for the quarter and then that scheduled bond interest payment for the 2021A bonds. And then moving on to district number two, total expenditures for the quarter is $5,608,207.29. This is made up mostly of capital outlay and then all of the cost of issuance, those costs from the bond issuance this year. Any questions on payment listings before I switch to financials?
Nope.
No.
Okay. All right, so switching gears to the financials for District 1. The balance sheet here, total assets for Q1 were $36,726. Nothing in the capital projects fund quite yet, but we do have $11,104 in the debt service fund, and just under 26,000 in the general fund. Then on the liability side, accounts payable payable was sitting at just over 6,100. Then moving to the general fund, so far for Q1, total expenditures were just over 8,300 for administrative costs. And then if we include the $25,000 of developer advances, that brings our ending fund balance to just over 19,000. Then in the debt service fund, so far we've received $362 of property taxes. And then on the expenditure side, we have that bond interest payment of $10,076, as well as the $4,000 of paying agent fees. So that brings our ending fund balance to just over 11,000. Oh, and I forgot, no capital projects fund here. So that is it for District 1. Any questions before we move to District 2?
No.
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 Okay. So we'll start with the balance sheet again. As of Q1, total assets were just over 36.6 million, majority of that being in the capital projects fund. So 27.8 million there, as well as 8.6 million in the debt service fund. Just over 118,000 in the general fund. And then accounts payable was sitting at just over 26,000. Then in the general fund, so far, just under $250 of interest income and no expenditures quite yet. We do have this transfers from other funds of 118,000. That is just from bond issuance to fund the working capital fund. So that brings our ending fund balance to, again, just over 118,000. And then in the debt service fund, so far, just over $18,000 of interest income, no expenditures quite yet. And then if we include this transfers from other funds from bond issuance, ending fund balance is sitting at just over 8.6 million. And then lastly, the capital projects fund here, so far interest income of just over 65,000. We do have the capital outlay cost of just under 5 million. And bond issuance costs of just over 400,000. So then after transfers and the bond proceeds from the year, ending fund balance is just under 28 million. Any questions on district number two?
I've got a question on their interest income.
Okay.
I think, do we know what rate, how those are invested? All the cash that's sitting on the balance sheet right now?
Well, I don't know off the top of my head, but I know we do know.
So
I know
and then,
that
in the notes it was saying I think maybe for budget purposes it was talking about like 3.5, but I didn't know if that was, I don't know if that was the actual what we were doing.
I don't think it's the actual. I think we try to project conservatively. But as we go through, Neil, as we go through the rest of the meeting, I can try to pull up our last statement and see what the rates are. Is that your main question, is what rates are looking like?
Yeah, just making sure that, I mean, we've got a ton of cash sitting there, making sure that we're at least getting something on it.
Yeah. Let me take a look. As Michael finishes presenting, and then before we end the call, I'll give you an update. Does that work?
That works.
Okay. Any other questions on the financials for now?
No.
No, we're good.
Okay. So what I need then would be a motion to approve first quarter financials and the payment expenditure listings for Q1.
Oh, so move.
Thanks, Darcy.
Second.
Oh, second.
Thanks, Neil. Oh. Beat you out again, Kelly.
Gotcha.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, let me put up the resolution real quick. So again, this is the resolution that's just amending the 26 budget. It's the same resolution you guys see every time, every year with the budget. So any questions?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Can I get a motion to approve resolution 2026-02?
I'll make
I'll
that
make the
motion.
motion.
Oh, Colleen. Give it to
I
Colleen.
did
Colleen's
it.
got
All
it.
right, I'll give it to Colleen with Neil on the second.
You got it.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Let me look. All right, so that's all the action items we have. We have a couple things that the legislature did, and then there's one other thing that I want to talk about. So one of them's conflict of interest. So Tyler, I'm going to let you walk through it with them.
Hey everybody. I believe we talked about this at our end of the month, just meeting last time. Neil, thanks for sending in your conflict of interest disclosure. Colleen and Darcy, I'm going to send an email just sent right now just to bring it up to the top of your inbox so that you can fill those out. I don't think I've seen those. So,
Yeah, I thank you. We'll get on it.
awesome.
You two slackers.
Yep.
Here we are. All
right. So the other thing that they did, and tell me if we've talked about it. I don't remember us talking about it. So they have said that they want PIDs in particular to have their anchor location be inside of the district, or if we don't have anything inside the district where we could have a public meeting, that it needs to be in the sponsoring entity of the creating entity of the district. So, is there a building that's inside of the district that we potentially, and when I say anchor location, we just need somebody to be there. Doesn't have to be any of you guys.
And
So,
I think we talked about this last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
What did
we've
we
got.
decide?
We've got a sales center that's in the
Okay.
district that we could use.
Okay, perfect. Have we given Christy the address yet?
No.
Okay.
No,
If
I
we
can
could
do
get
that.
Christy the address, and then who would be the best person to coordinate? Because we're going to need to post the notice and agenda at least 24 hours ahead of time there.
We can give you that information too.
Okay,
Christy,
perfect.
maybe I'm out of the office just at another meeting. When you, if you'll email me with what you need, then I'll respond and get it to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, perfect. So, last thing that I have are the quarterly reports. So, Colleen, I know we amended Q4s. Has there been anything changed since we made that amendment in PID 1?
Just probably some more lots taken down.
Okay. I'll shoot you over that draft copy again for you to look at. And then if you could just make whatever updates or if you need to call me and we can walk through it,
Yeah,
whatever.
it should be really simple. I just probably need to update the lots that have been taken
Okay.
down.
Okay. And then if you can remind Stephen, I sent him PID 2's information. I figured he would be the best to cover PID
Yeah.
2. Does that sound
Yeah.
right?
Yes.
Okay. If you see him, can you just kind of nudge him a little bit for me?
I will. I'll be back in an hour and see him, so that's great.
Okay. And then Darcy, I sent you a reminder email. I need to get the annexation resolution signed.
Sure. So I the problem is I don't see those until after they've timed out.
Oh, okay. Is there
You know,
a better?
if you could send me a text and tell me that that's coming, I'll jump right on
Okay.
it. Yeah.
So if you'll look, I just sent the reminder, and then as soon as we get off the call, I will send you and Colleen the resolution we approved today. So you'll get
Okay.
two emails that if you look for share file, they'll be the share file ones.
Okay,
Okay.
so we can DocuSign.
Yep.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Okay.
That's everything I have. Do you guys have anything for us?
Nope.
Nope.
I've got an
Okay.
update on interest income if
Oh,
we want to
yeah.
cover that
Oh, yeah.
quickly, Michael.
Yeah.
So it looks like funds are being invested in the CSAFE fund, which I think is pretty common for UMB. In the financials, we list an average rate of 3.5, and it looks like right now the yield in April was 3.7.
Okay, good. All right. Well, that's where Mark's at right now. So that's good. I'm glad it's not just sitting in non-interest.
Yeah.
Very little.
Definitely
So,
makes a
okay.
difference.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Darcy, I'll let you make that motion you wanted to the first of the
Oh.
meeting.
I move that we close this meeting.
Thanks, Darcy.
I second it.
Thanks, Colleen. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's
Aye.
unanimous. Okay, always good.